I wonder if you'd read a little bit from this book so we'll have a sense of what Maureen thinks and how she speaks.
I will. In this scene, she's talking to another one of the recurring characters, a retired NYPD detective from The Devil She Knows, who over the course of that book becomes involved with Maureen's mother, who is a single mother. And they often talk about, Maureen likes to discuss what she's going through as a new police officer with
him. It's a reality check.
Very much so. Yeah. And this is them talking about her really carrying a lot of the damage of some of the previous books forward into this book and out onto the streets with her. And she's kind of asking for help in dealing with it.
Right.
So I'm not saying tell everyone what happened, Waters said. Just tell someone. You said you need help for the anxiety from that thing up here, for the insomnia and the nightmares, for your temper, so you could keep your job. PTSD is a real thing. Ask anyone who lived in that city in 05 or up here in New York after 9/11. I'm just repeating what you told me. I was drunk when I said all that, Maureen said. So what does that tell you? Waters said. See, what do I need with a therapist? I have you. I'm not there. I'm 1,400 miles away. You know, Nat, I think maybe sometimes I'm better this way, Maureen said. You ever think about that? Because I do. I'm tougher now than I was. I have sharper edges. I can be dangerous if I want to. What if I'm a better cop like this? I'm not linebacker-sized like you. I have to compensate in other ways. Her sore ankle throbbed. She'd caught the guy she'd been chasing when she re-injured it. He'd split his temple on the curb when she'd tackled him in the street. It was bad luck how he fell. Didn't pain her, though, that he was somewhere in New Orleans with a swollen face etched in stitches. She stretched her legs under the table, as if that would put the pain farther away. And I'm not a man, she said. I have things I have to do to keep control of situations, to stay in charge. I need a lot of fuel to burn to stay humming. I have to prove myself every time I walk into the station, every time I get out of the car. You must have seen it when you were on the job. I saw what it was like for the women, Waters said, with the other cops as well as the criminals. I know things haven't changed on the job as much as they should have. But I saw a lot of cops short-circuit their good careers because they fell in love with the power they thought they had. They liked drawing blood. They liked how good fear looked in another person's eyes. They made a lot of excuses for themselves, too, while they circled the drain. You didn't like it? Maureen asked. You didn't like what you could do with that big body?
Well, there it is. I mean, the basic differences. She's really thinking hard about her life, though, and her work in this book.
For the first time.
Yeah.
I think in a long time in her life.
So when you write this series and you commit to a character like this, how do you keep it going forward? How far ahead are you of Maureen now in your thinking about the character? Are you a book ahead, two books ahead? Do you see what's going to happen? Do you have things in mind for her already?
I have some things in mind in a broad sense, but I'm kind of with her along the way. You know, I'm writing the next book, and I think part of what makes it fun is I really don't know if she's going to make it.
Wow.
As a cop.
Ah. Oh, no. No. Don't say that. So what is it that attracts you to her? What is it you love about her? You spend every day with her.
That's part of it. She's unpredictable, and I think she wants to do good. And one of my favorite things is the loner law enforcement or the loner private detective is kind of a classic trope of crime fiction. And I like working with someone who doesn't want to be a loner anymore.
Ah, oh, that's true. That's true.